This is meant as a resource to help you learn about the candidates running for these various positions. But unfortunately, not all of them were able to make it, so you should definitely go check out the election handbook as well as all their social medias.
Today, we're just going to be talking with candidates for ASB President and ASB Vice President. But if you want to learn more about these roles or the other candidates for other positions on ASB, you should go check out the ASB Leadership Podcast. It's currently on Spotify right now, and you can find a link for it in the bulletin.
And with that, we're going to transition to the role of ASB president.
So my name's Drew Henderson. I'm the current ASB president. To give the most brief, non-detailed explanation or description of what it is to be ASB president, you have the backing and control of setting the agenda for all of student leadership. So a very powerful and important position.
With us right now, we have some of the ASB presidential candidates. So, could you all introduce yourselves real quick and then we'll get started?
Hello, my name is Tristan. I'm running with Joshua to be your next ASB president and vice president.
Hey, Jackets. My name is Angel, and I'm running to be your next ASB president.
Hi, my name is Zariah. I'm running with Mariah to be your next ASB president and vice president.
Hi, I'm Ariana Yearbaum, and I'm running to be your ASB president with my running mate, Chloe Caldwell.
Hey everyone, my name is Jessica Epona and I am running to be your ASB president along with Violet Philhauer as my VP.
And we're going to go straight out. What do you believe is the most pressing issue at Berkeley High School, and what changes do you want to make to address it?
So I think the most pressing issue at this point in time is like college and stuff. So we all kind of know that like information on like college is like pretty limited, as in terms of like degrees. Like what a major is, basically, right? Like information on college is pretty limited. Freshman issues and upperclassmen basically having no relationships with each other. The underclassmen will have no relationship if you don't have like a sibling, for example.
I think the most pressing issue at Berkeley High is how the student body responds to leadership and like the events we put on. Last year when I was running for president, I noticed that like a lot of people were saying like, oh, can you make Spirit Week better? Can you make like any other like activities week, homecoming? Can you like help with that stuff? And that's something like I'm really passionate about changing, because I think if students have more say in what goes on like at school and more of the activities, then it'll bring us closer as a community. And that's like pretty much one thing I hope to change.
Yeah, I think the most, maybe not the most pressing, but the most like overarching issue for most of the students at Berkeley High is the bathrooms. Every single student that I've talked to said like the bathrooms need to be fixed. As ASB president, I know that there's committees that one sets up as ASB president, put people in charge of those committees, working with student clubs that are already trying to better this the bathrooms, and also like government programs that are funding like the sanitation department. Maybe we could get involved too.
I believe that one of the most pressing issues at Berkeley High is the lack of integration between small schools and between grades. As an AC student, I feel like I'd like to get to know people in other small schools better. Additionally, the lack of access to community events such as football games could definitely be improved, which is why we want to make them more inclusive and affordable for everyone.
One of the biggest issues I've seen at Berkeley High these past 2 years is the lack of accurate representation of our diversities. And I've been working to push this forward through my position in leadership these past 2 years, but I want to see it represented not limited to cultural diversity, but also including language diversity, diverse backgrounds, diverse abilities, and diversity in access to resources and things at Berkeley High.
And finally, we have Aaron Freeman, the ASB Vice President.
My name is Aaron Freeman. I'm the current ASB Vice President with Drew as the ASB President. My role is I work with each of the executive members, and I make sure that what their goals, they can achieve them and that they have the help that is needed. And then also Drew and I do some other like side things where we work closely with Ray Goza or Tanya Coleman or anybody else to get things going.
Hi, I'm Mariah. I'm a junior in AC, and I'm running with Zariah. I'm running for ASB Vice President, and she's running for ASB President.
Hi, my name is Violet Philhauer. I'm also a junior in AC, and I'm running alongside Jessica Epona. I'm running to be your ASB Vice President, and Jessica's running to be your ASB President.
Great. Thank you so much. Erin, whenever you're ready.
Okay, perfect. So something that people, I mean, I think every year they always say that, like, they feel like the leaders aren't really doing anything or they don't see leadership. So how are you going to make yourself accessible to the students? And how are you going to make sure that they have things to say, like, oh, they actually are doing this. Oh, I can see that they are working, like things like that.
I've often felt like I don't have a way to tell ASB what I want to see at Berkeley High. And so we have a couple plans to change this. First is really boosting social media presence. Something that Jessica already does as Commissioner of Multicultural Affairs is that she has monthly lives where she updates the community on the changes she's making. And that's something that we would gladly and quickly be able to implement if we are your ASB president and vice president. In addition, that also looks like utilizing the bulletin to spread awareness about the fact that we are here for you, that we have these lives, that we're gonna have office hours, et cetera, so that you can know that you can contact us and you know where to find the forms to have your voices heard.
And I were also planning on putting more like leadership like actions in the bulletin just so that they know what's going on. And we were also thinking about doing the office hours. However, we want to make sure that the leadership, the class teams in particular, are reaching out to their like specific classes. So the way that we were planning on doing that was just checking in with them and making sure that they, before they make any decisions, that they have like communicated with their class teams.
All right, with that, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to the segment. If this was at all interesting or you learned something new, please go check out the full episodes on Spotify now. There, you'll learn more information about both these candidates that you listened to today and all of the other candidates running for ASB elected positions. Even if you're unable to listen to those episodes, please don't forget to vote for your ASB representatives starting on March 25th all the way through March 28th to make sure that your voices are heard and that you have representation in your student leadership. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye, Jackets!